Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at our Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we were in John chapter 6, looking at the miracle where Jesus feeds 5,000 people, 5,000 men, technically probably more like 10 or 15 or even 20,000 people total. But he feeds them with the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And then the next day he declares to them the first of his I am statements. He says, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. And what I told our folks is I said, look, I felt like there are a ton of points, really major points to John chapter 6, but maybe the overarching point that Jesus makes is this statement, I am the bread of life. And as I kind of just defined that a little more, I said, look, I think Jesus is saying that just as we have physical hunger, and that is temporarily satisfied by bread, we also have a spiritual hunger. And that is eternally satisfied by Jesus. Jesus uses the phrase, right? You have to eat me, basically. Eat my flesh and drink my blood is what he says, which people, they take that literally, and many of them actually stop following Jesus because they can't accept that statement. I think Jesus is using some physical terms to describe a spiritual reality. He is speaking figuratively and saying, look, the way that you, Jesus gave his body and he gave his blood when he died on the cross that we might be saved, and we feed on Jesus, if I can say it that way, by believing. One of the things I told our folks was we receive Jesus by believing Jesus by and then secondly I said by devouring his word as well. And that's what I really wanted to talk more about this morning. That is reading your Bible, spending time in the Word of God. That's not, I don't think, the main point that Jesus is making. I think Jesus is saying, look, you need to believe in me, accept me as the Son of God who died on the cross for your sins, who rose again for your justification, turn from your sin and trust me. That's how you receive Jesus and really feed on Jesus, and you'll have eternal life. I mean, Jesus says that, right? I am the bread of life. But I am reminded also of a time where Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, and I believe in Luke chapter 4 as well, there are the same story recorded where Jesus goes off into the wilderness and is tempted by the devil. And something the devil tells him there is, hey, Jesus, you know, you've been fasting for 40 days. You're very hungry. Why don't you, since you're God, turn these stones into bread and then you can eat and basically have your hunger satisfied. And something Jesus says to him there, I think, is at least related. He says, you know, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. He says, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And again, I think Jesus is talking, he's kind of using the physical to explain the spiritual reality. He says, physical hunger is satisfied, yes, by bread, but there's a spiritual hunger, a spiritual need in us, a void that is only satisfied by a relationship with the Lord. And that comes, one of the primary ways we get to know the Lord is through his word. And so I guess pressed into our folks again to say, look, it is so important as believers that we have a daily diet, if I can say it that way, of the Word of God. And I admit it and will admit to you, I am not as structured or as disciplined as I would like to be. I oftentimes have a vision in my head of, Cale, I will get up at 5:30 a.m. or 5 a.m. every morning and I'll be reading the Word of God. And maybe someday that will be a reality for me. Right now, that's a struggle. I have 2 small children and sometimes they're great sleepers, but they don't always sleep during the night. And so there have definitely been mornings that I've woken up and I got up early and went to read, and right as I open my Bible, somebody starts crying. And so that's kind of the reality of where I'm at. And so I know for me, it's a commitment each day. Hey, before my head hits the pillow, I want to make sure that I'm in the Word of God and I'm reading and digesting the Word of God. And look, there have been days where I get to the end of the day and I realize, man, I didn't read at all today. I didn't really meditate at all today on the Word of God. And let me say this. That's a problem, not primarily because I'm a pastor and I need to be reading more than everybody else. It's not primarily a problem because I'm a Christian and that's something I should do. Primarily, that's a problem because the way that we get to know and love Jesus and the way that we really feed on Jesus is through his word. And so just as you wouldn't spend days a day or multiple days not eating physical food, it's not good for us as believers to just not be in the Word of God and spiritually to be starving ourselves, if I can say it that way. Reading the Word of God, studying the Word of God, listening to the Word of God, running it through our minds, and asking God by His Spirit to drive it into our souls, and then applying it into our lives, is the primary way, one of the primary ways in which we grow into Christian maturity and grow spiritually. And so, I want to encourage you this morning, if you're in a place where you could say, honestly, Cale, I have not dusted off my Bible in a while, or maybe you use the Bible app, but you just say, honestly, it's few and far between when I'm getting into the Word of God. Let me just say that is going to have a detrimental effect, an absolutely detrimental effect on your spiritual growth. I don't think it's possible to really grow in Christ without getting into the Word of God, because man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. We've got to be getting into the Word of God, studying it, digesting it, and then growing as a result of it, because in the words of God, there's life. And so I want to give us a moment to pray right now. If you're doing well, but you know, man, there is absolutely room for me to grow in this area of life, just take some time to pray about that. And if honestly you're saying, man, this is near non-existent in my life, then I would encourage you to repent of that and to pray and ask the Lord, Lord, will you help me? Give me a desire for your word and give me the discipline to make that a part of my life on a daily basis so I can grow in my relationship with you. Let's take some time to pray right now. Well, thanks for joining us this morning on the LifePoint Drivecast, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.